Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Here we go, Medford.
Tonight, we are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history for the heavyweight championship of the world. Are you ready?
Go away. Go back to the docks where you belong. You go back to being a two-bit nothing. But don't you ever come back here again, because I'm too old to waste my time trying to train a no-good loser like you. You bum!
The officials are ready. The fighters are in the ring, and they are ready. So for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
With Chris Earle.
Here we go. Round one. Songs about Jane. Songs about Jane, everybody. Go to djchatwmfo.org and make your vote. Which is the better song?
We'll be right back.
Happy Friday, everybody. Happy Friday. It's the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle once again. We are starting round one, Jefferson Starship versus Lou Reed. Songs about Jane. Here we go. Lou Reed.
Stand on a corner, suitcase in my hand. Jack said his course to change in a vest. I'm rock and roll band. Hey, riding us to Spearcatcher. Those were different times. Those poets studied rules of verse. Oh, the ladies, ladies, they rolled their eyes and sang. Jane, Sweet Jane, Sweet Jane. Now Jackie is a banker, Jane she is a clerk. Hey, both them say their money's honey, honey. Come home for work. They're sitting there, babe, by the fire. The radio just played. The march of the wooden soldiers. Hey, you can, hey, you can. Hey, you get your jacks, hey, you say. CJ. 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 Some people like go out dancing. There's other people like us, baby, we gotta work. Oh, there's even some evil mother. Tell you the lies made out of dirt. That pretty we never really fit. Feelings always blink your eye. Children are the only ones who blood. Life, death, life is just to die, I say now. Anyone who's in a head or heart won't turn around and pray. Anyone who's ever played a part won't turn it round and hit it. This is CJ. 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 CJ.
We go. That's how we're starting. We have Lou Reed versus Jefferson Starship. Jefferson Starship, so that's the first album with Mickey Thomas. Grace Slick wasn't on that album. It was from 1979, from Freedom at Point Zero, Jane. And they used that in Wet Hot American Summer for the theme song. If you haven't seen that, it's pretty good. Not as good as like Meatballs, but it's in the same respects as that. Wet Hot American Summer, you had Paul Rudd and the guy from Law & Order in there, and Janine Garofalo, and a whole bunch of others are in that TV show. They ended up redoing that on Netflix, like they do with almost every show now. You know, maybe they should bring Leave It to Beaver back. Like, who's the Beaver? Let's call it Who's the Beaver, and it could be a guy. Like, Jerry, is anybody still alive from Leave It to Beaver? Probably not. The good old Beave. Leave It to Beaver. Well, this is fun. The Temple City Kazoo Orchestra started us off with a wonderful intro from 2001, A Space Odyssey, except they call theirs 2001, Sprak Kazustra. And I played that just for fun, but we're going to have one fight round here with the Temple City Kazoo Orchestra coming up. You can look forward to that. Hold your ears, everybody. There's going to be 10,000 kazoos playing in about an hour or so. So like I said, it's the Friday Night Fights. It's Chris Earl. Blah, 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 blah. I hope your Friday was pretty good. You know, I was walking by the school today, as I normally do. It's nearby, you know, and I go for walks every day. And one of the walks I like to take is through the woods, and you have to go through the school. And it was time for the kids to get out. And I didn't see any buses there, but I saw about, I had to count at least 70 private vehicles. 70 vehicles. What happened to buses? Doesn't anybody get picked up by a bus anymore? Especially kids, they were free, weren't they? They were for free! You get to go on the bus for free! But no, it's usually a parent or two picking them up, or a brother or sister who could drive, maybe? I don't know. It's like a middle school. I don't think a brother or sister's driving. It's just a bunch of helicopter parents. Is that what they call them? Helicopter parents. I can make fun of them because I didn't have any, you know? Middle-aged guy. I did my part. I didn't have any kids. I did my part, America. And I'm doing my part now here in Medford. I'm giving you round two of the Friday Night Fights. I'm going to vote for... I love Lou Reed, but I love that Jane song, too. So you need a little help. I'm going for Starship on that one. I'm giving my vote to Jane, Jefferson Starship. It's pretty awesome. And like I said, Wet Hot American Summer, great. It was funny when I was putting in 2001 A Space Odyssey for the Temple City Kazoo Orchestra. I'm 52 years old, and I still don't really know how to spell Odyssey. Is it like there's two D's, there's four S's, there's like a couple of Y's in there, there's an E, maybe two O's. You know, I had to spell it like five different ways. And when it comes down to it, nobody cares. Doesn't matter. Just put it into Spinitron. You can go on to Spinitron. You can see what I'm playing. Or it could be a surprise. That's what people like nowadays. Isn't it a surprise? Surprise! Well, next round is round two of the Friday Night Fights. And these are both, they're not hard rockers. I guess they are. One of them's kind of a light rocker. It was like a hard rock, and then it's kind of a light demo version of it, but I love it. And the other one's, I guess it's a hard rocker. Anyway, it's going to be The Who going up against Tenacious D. Songs about songs here on the Friday Night Fights. Go to djchatwmfo.org to make your votes, or you can call 855-915-WMFO and put in your vote ever so briefly here, and I will... get it in. So, once again, round one, Jefferson Starship versus Lou Reed. Coming up next, The Who, round two. Here we go.
Getting in tune.
Round two, songs about songs. Here comes Tenacious D versus The Who.
This is the greatest and best song in the world.
Tribute.
Long time ago, me and my brother Kyle here, we was hitchhiking down a long and lonesome road. All of a sudden, there shined a shiny demon in the middle of the road. And he said,
play the best song in the world, or I'll eat your soul.
Well, me and Kyle, we looked at each other, and we each said, okay. And we played the first thing that came to our heads, just so happened to be to say. The beast was stunned. A whip crack went his rumpet tail, and the beast was done. He asked us,
be you angels?
And we said, nay, we are but men. And the peculiar thing is this, my friends, the song we sang on that fateful night, it didn't actually sound anything like this song.
This is just a tribute. You gotta believe it, and I wish you were there. Just a matter of opinion.
Tenacious D, tribute to the greatest song in the world. And before that, another song that we just heard. The Who, of course, with I'm In Tune. Take Six off the New York Record Plant sections from 1971. The Lifehouse Project that they never did. It's like, come on, Who? That Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey and John Entwistle and Keith Moon, and then Entwistle died and Moon died and a couple other died, and Ringo Starr's son like was banging on the drums for him for a while, and Then they didn't write anything for a while, and then they came back and did Quadrophenia, and then they did Tommy again, and then they did Quadrophenia again, and then Tommy, and then they did a couple of Greatest Hits tours, and then it's like, who's left? What's going on, guys? Write something new. It's been 30 years, 40 years. Like, that's it, man. Stones, 60 years. The Who? Yeah, maybe 10. Probably 10, 15. They certainly didn't keep up with the Stones, that's for sure. I love The Who, but it's like, come on, you can only hear Bob O'Reilly so many times before you want to vomit, you know? It's Friday Night Fights here in WMFO in Medford. If you don't like my opinion, fight me. 855-915-9636 is the telephone line. If you agree with me, I'll pick up. If you don't agree with me, the phone's going to ring, and I won't pick up. What do you think about that, prize fighter? So, let's get to the votes. Round one, quite a few people voting tonight. Jane, Starship, tied with Lou Reed for songs about Jane. All right? So, you could break the tie. You could break the tie. Starship or Lou Reed. Put in your votes, everybody. And I'd like you to go to DJWMFO at WMFO.org. That's a way to do it. I'm here. I'm typing away until about 7:45 or so. And we got a couple other people on there that vote every week, and thank them for chatting with me, playing along with the home version of the show, as it were. The Who has already got a couple of votes versus Tenacious D, that's got one vote right now. And next, round three. Oh, this one's good. You're going to love this. It's a song about a train. A song about a train. I'm going to start you off in the 90s with a band called Soul Asylum, everybody. Soul Asylum is the band. Songs about a train. Round three, Friday Night Fights on WMFO. Here with you until 8 p.m.
Call you up in the middle of the night, like a firefly without a touch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. I promised myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep. There's no way. This time I have really led myself astray. Runaway train, never going back. Long way on a one-way track. Seems like I should be getting somewhere. Somehow I'm neither here nor there. Can you help me remember how to smile? Make it somehow all seem worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know when no one else knows. Here I am just a drowning in the rain with a ticket for and night, earth and sky. Somehow I laughing at the rain. A little out of touch, little insane. It's just easier than dealing with the pain. Runaway train, never going back. Wrong way on a one-way track. Seems like I should be getting somewhere. Somehow neither here nor there. Runaway train, never coming back. Runaway train, tearing up the track. Runaway train, burning in my face. Runaway, but it always seems the same.
There's Soul Asylum, starting us off round three with Runaway Train. Great song from the 90s. And that was a popular video as well. They used to play that quite a bit on VH1 and MTV. And they used to show a bunch of kids that ran away. And they actually got quite a few people back from the video of that song. Anyway, a little background to Runaway Train there. There's so many different songs about trains, so this is the train round, and I was debating what this Silver Train by the Stones, and there's the train song by Tom Petty, and those were a couple that I thought of, but I decided to go with this one. I love this band, and I love this album, and I'm trying to play them as much as I can, because I saw them live, and it was fantastic, and it's just such a great album. This is one of the best songs on it, I think. It's the Wallflowers with I Hear the Ocean When I Want to Hear Trains here on the Friday Night Fights. Which one do you like better, Soul Asylum or the Wallflowers? Here you go. Saddle 2000. Why, There's the Ocean Now. All right, Soul Asylum's getting quite a few hits. Wallflower's getting a vote there. And Lou Reed and Jefferson Starship, still a tie. Still a tie. The Who wins round two. That's the news. Round one, I'm going to keep open for another 5-10 minutes. It was Jane by Jefferson Starship versus Jane Says Live on David Letterman by Lou Reed. If you want to throw in a vote and you haven't, you can do that for round one. Round two, Soul Asylum versus The Wallflowers, Jacob Dylan. Amazing voice. Soul Asylum also, what's the guy's name? Sebastian, I think. Amazing voice as well. I would think The Wallflowers. Soul Asylum was pretty big band. It's almost October. How's your September been? I'll see you when September ends. I should do songs about September, maybe. We'll see. We'll see. Never know. Yeah, the lead singer of Soul Asylum was Sebastian somebody, wasn't it? I don't know. You tell me. I can't know it all. I don't claim to know it all. Who does know it all? Is there an all-knowing? Dave Perner. He was the lead vocalist for Soul Asylum. What the hell do I know? That's what we've come to learn. What the hell do I know? Jeez. Well, I knew Jacob Dylan was the lead singer of the Wallflowers. Bob Dylan's baby. Who's my baby? Is my baby listening? All right. Round four. We'll move on. I was going to do Never. Songs about Never. Songs about weeping. I got songs about a truck. Songs about a truck. That's what we need. Songs about a truck. Here we go. All right, songs about the word never. Songs about the word never.
with the sweet loving better than a white line.
Don't you know she could
bring a good feeling ain't had in such a long time. Save my life, I'm going down for the last time.
All right, Head East from the album Flat as a Pancake from 1975. Head East is one of those bands, kind of like a Leonard Skinner, I guess, except they didn't have any hits, with that great song. Reached number 68, and that's probably about as good as they did. And I was looking at Head East, and they have about, you know, 40 members in the band because they all went out on tour, you know, like, let's play Never Been Any Reason over and over and over again, and a bunch of junk, and we'll charge, you know, $10 a head, and we'll drink all the beers we can. Anyway, that's Head East. This is the Never Say Never round. I'm sounding a little bit nasal. What the hell's going on? What am I getting, the COVIDs? As soon as I sat down here, what is going on? I'm getting a little nasal. I gotta get myself some menthols or something. Get myself some. It's too early in the season. Now, you know, this is one of those, you know, 75 degrees this afternoon. I did 9 miles today. Went out and did a little hike, 9 miles. And I got back. I'm like, yeah, not feeling too hot. I'm like a little drippy, little sneezes here and there. And then all of a sudden I'm stuffy. I'm like, what is going on here? You know, but it's that type of season. You know, it's the end of the summer. Well, it's the beginning of the autumn. It's the beginning of the fall. And it goes from 75 to like 38 tonight. Plus, we got this giant hurricane that's happening. What was it? Helene? Is it Helen? Helene? It's Helene. Helene, something like that. Some bitchy name that did damage down there to my brothers and sisters down in Florida and the Carolinas. Looked pretty rough. I was talking to some people at work today, and they're like, we're batting them down the hatches. And then I never heard from them again. I'm like, Jesus, are they still alive? What the hell's going on? That's the thing. Mother Nature can just end everything. You know, we worry about stuff every day. Mother Nature can just be through with you. It's just like, yeah. It's like, hey, you're worried about your down payment on the house. You're worried about, you know, voting. You're worried about bringing the kids to school. Nope. I'm gonna tear down the house. Leave you out in the woods. The house is going to end up in the woods. You're going to be living in a kayak for a couple of weeks. Anyway, I hope they're okay. Never Say Never round. Here's Heart with Never. Never. Never say never. Never. Never say never. Never. I should make a song called Never Say Never. Anyway, here's Heart.
You win one chance, one love, your chance to let me know. We can't go on just running away. If we stay any longer, we will surely never get away. Anything you want, we can make it happen. Stand up and turn around, never let them shoot us down. Never. you bother lying when you know that, that you want it too? Don't you dare deny me. Now walk those legs right over here. Give me what I'm dying for. One chance, one love. Hold me down, never let me go. We can't go on just running away. If we wait any longer, we will surely never get away. Oh, anything you want, we can make it happen. Stand up and turn around. Never let them shoot us. Somebody won't let you in. One chance, one love, your chance to let me know. We can't go on just running away. If we stay any longer, we will surely never get away. Oh, oh. Never. Oh, oh. Never. We can't go
Never Say Never Round. That's Heart with Never. Before that, Head East with Never Been Any Reason. Both great songs. Heart, the better band, of course. I'm going to vote for Heart on that one, although I love that Head East song. I kind of want to vote for Head East just to give him a little, just give him a little prop. It actually is a little better of a song than the Heart song. Never Been Any Reason. Save my life, I'm going. Yeah, I'm going for Head East. What are you going for, Head East or Heart? Soul Asylum has won Over the Wallflowers for round three. And it's a tie. Jane Starship versus Jefferson Starship versus Lou Reed. It's a tie. So we have Soul Asylum has won Over the Wallflowers. The Who has won over Tenacious D. Will Head East win over Heart? Who knows? I'll know as long as you vote. And then I give you the vote. Then you'll know. That's how it works. 6:53 in the evening. If you're still at work, leave. What are you waiting for? There's other things to do. Have some corn on the cob. Make yourself a French dip sandwich. Do something. It's Friday night. It's Friday Night Fights. I'm sniffing all the way until 8 o'clock here for you. My name is Chris Earle, and if you don't like the show, my name is Lenny Clark. And I'm here with you until 8 p.m. That's about it. I was going to tell you some more stories, but I don't really feel like it. I feel like doing another round. Why don't we do that? Why don't we do that big Kahuna round there, the big Kazoo round? No, let's do the big truck round. I got excited about that truck round, and then I played the wrong thing. Let's get the truck round. That's what we need. We need songs about a big old truck, baby, a big old truck.
Miles go flying by. I'm lipstick in that rearview mirror, and my pink Angora sweater fits so tight. I'm jamming gears and hauling freight. Well, I sure hope my seams are straight. Lord, don't let my mascara run tonight. Because I'm driving a truck, driving a big old truck. Smokey's on my tail and my accelerator stuck. Got these 18 wheels a-rolling until the break of dawn. Driving a truck with my high heels on. Oh, I don't mind when my crotchless panties creep right up on me, and my nipple rings don't bother me too much. But when I hit those big speed bumps, my darling little rhinestone bumps keep slipping off the mother loving clutch. But still I'm driving a truck, driving a big old truck, heading down the interstate just trying to make a buck. Wearing feather boas with sequins and chiffon, while I'm driving a truck with my high heels on. I'm driving a truck, driving a truck. Got a load to carry and some eyebrows left to pluck. And I'm late for my appointment down at the hair salon. So I'll be driving a truck with my high heels on.
My high heels on.
All right, Weird Al. With the truck driving song, songs about a truck. Here come the Pet Shop Boys. Songs about trucking. Truck driving songs, everybody. Well,